trouble seems to start in the early years, grade school. They have difficulty with relationships. Sometimes they have learning disabilities, which just frustrate kids sort of in general. And as they get older and they get more isolated and angry, they start to blame others for their own problems. And this so escalates to a point where they literally externalized all of their rage, either toward particular individuals, which I think Adam did, or they globally attack us, like a mall shooting or a movie theater shooting, where they believe we have caused them to fail. And it's our fault that they aren't a better person. And so they are going to punish us. And they want to kill as many as they can. And eventually, almost in every one of these situations, they either kill themselves or the police kill them.
Brad, the characteristics that you've pointed out, this troubled person who's to themselves, they've had trouble with society, and they eventually lash out. In the experience that you've had, what is your advice? I mean, is there some concrete advice? If you come across one of these people in your life, is it okay to reach out? Should you get into their lives somehow and maybe in a way prevent something like this?
The best you can. Obviously, you have to ensure that of your own safety, of course. But the important aspect to mass shooters is there are signs and symptoms with most of them prior to it occurring. If you see somebody breaking down in some version of what I just described, that does not make them a potential mass shooter. But it they're troubled, and they need help. I mean, it's just not right for a person like Adam to go through school. He had no friends. Apparently, he rode on the bus alone. I think he was home most of the time. He's got all these issues, apparently, with his mother that he initially shot. And somebody witnessing that from the outside, you know, maybe need to say something to a mental health professional or law enforcement, like, you don't know what's really going on, but you see troubling signs, and let somebody intervene. That is no guarantee that will stop what will happen, but at least it puts the person on notice with the system that there could be trouble.
So it doesn't matter what kind of a mental health system you have in place. The government system can only do so much. It really seems like it's kind of down to us to be on the lookout for this type of behavior.
It is. You know, unfortunately, Brian, most things in life are down to us. That we have to sort of help sort it out and then get the system to help us as best they can at the appropriate time.